Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're listening.
Yo, what's up, everybody? How we doing today? Another great week. We about to start off this show. I am so glad to be back in New York. I'm at the Cougar's Den. I love it. I'm back home, everybody.
That's
loving
not the
it.
Sound of Cougar Mates. What are you talking
Come
about?
Come on, bring it.
That's how my Cougar sounds.
I love
heard
it.
I love it.
Okay,
we're listening.
Yeah,
we're listening. Another edition of the world famous.
Yeah.
I'm here live with my big brother, Greg Graham Almighty.
Almighty, but that's good. I like that.
Hefe.
And I am here with the lovely, stunning Odetta Hulley.
That's me. Good evening, guys.
And we have a special. I'm talking extremely especial. I'm talking about Patron Platinum special.
Ooh, wow.
I mean, guests in the building. Wow. And with that being said, I'm going to let the first lady of Okay, We're Listening introduce her. Go ahead, Odetta.
Hey, now. My baby's in the house tonight, y'all.
Woo!
Imani, baby.
Hey,
that's
Imani.
My baby, y'all. That's mine.
All right.
Welcome, Shorty.
Let's get started with the show. So the show we're going to talk about tonight is how to avoid the dreaded situationship. And we have Odetta have a lot of questions from a lot of different ladies in our group on Facebook of Okay, We Listening. They ask these questions. So we're trying to get them out and answer it as best as we possibly can. Right, Amadi?
Yes, sir. Let's get it popping.
All right, let's get it popping then. Odetta, it's on you, baby. All right.
So we're going to start off tonight with defining situationship. What is your definition? I'll start.
Okay.
My definition of a situationship is a pseudo relationship where you're actively like participating in a relationship, but you're not committed.
Mm.
Greg, talk to me.
Yeah, I guess that's what the definition is. You know, friends with benefits. Me as a married man, that's pretty hard to do, but it can happen. I guess a lot of married men do that, and a lot of women fall for those particular traps. Hopefully, if you are in that trap, you need to run away.
It's not a trap, Greg. Relax.
It's not a trap.
It's all about how people look at it. It's not a trap. But listen, I'm not speaking from my own personal experience.
Clear that up.
Disclaimer.
I had to clear mine up first, too.
I am in a perfectly healthy relationship, so let's leave me out of this, okay?
Okay.
But from what I understand and from what I hear, if you're in a situationship,
word on the street.
You word on the street. I'm not saying that I'm saying, but I'm saying I've heard from somebody who's been saying something that they heard from somebody else. What I'm saying, though, is that if it meets your desires, then go with it. And if it doesn't meet your desires, then get out of it.
I feel that.
Right. Imani. So a situationship to me is if it smells like and it looks like and it sounds like a relationship, but it isn't.
Okay.
Everybody
got their definitions down.
All right, well, now that we got the definitions down, who's in a situationship?
I am.
Ooh.
Woo! Don't hold back, Odetta.
No, I own it. It's what I want right now. You know, like I keep reflecting back to getting out of a situation. I'm just trying to take time and relax.
And if you're listening, homie, don't let it hit you. Don't get all emotional.
No,
don't call
he's
Thomas
well aware.
Stuff, okay?
Yeah, hold on.
Before we go
too far into this, let's open up the phone lines if anybody wants to call in and chime in. The phone number is 714-583-6887. Once again, 714-583-6887. Go ahead, Odetta. I'm sorry.
You know, he's aware of what's going on. It's no mystery. I'm not leading anyone on, giving false hope on what could be. It's for what I need right now. Understanding what I've been through, what I've gone through. I need time. I'm not ready. I think it's the right thing to do if you're not ready.
Might
we can still hang out, chill, you know, get it.
Well, Greg, now we
pretty much, you know.
Yeah, but this is different. My, like, men, like, I never heard women say that before. Like, I heard men saying, you know, I don't really want a relationship, and they good for life like that way. I never heard a woman say, hey, I'm good for a situation.
Because you don't hear them because you don't care. That's why. Neither do I. So we don't really care what you say.
I mean,
wait,
I care.
I
hope
so.
All right, so let's say what's up. What's up, Beck? We're going to speak hypothetically safe. Okay? From here on forward, I just want everybody to know Greg and Hamadi are hypothetically okay?
Okay.
So,
okay.
Not that we're either one of us are in a situationship,
yeah.
Or shout out to my man Brian Saigon says, a relationship. You know, we don't want to be in a relationship, because that could, you know. But it can get messy, unless, like Odetta said, that's something that she wanted. So she might not have wanted the connection. Greg's over here. Greg, give me that look like, hold on, Hamadi, I don't think that's.
Yeah, it's her. She just said it's messy, but that's what she wants. She wants
I said
messy.
It can be.
Oh,
messy.
It can be messy.
It can be messy.
Oh, so.
Why would you get involved? Set boundaries and make it clear on what you want.
But
I have found that God really can't handle it.
God
can
handle it?
Yeah,
I
can
handle it.
From my personal
that's
experience, it's like it's one way. And it's all good and we're on the same page, but eventually it evolves into the
somebody's
going to
catch
feelings. Yeah.
I agree
yeah,
with that.
Regardless of what you share and what
guys catch
said,
feelings because they can't control it. Women catch feelings because they want it.
Mm.
In my opinion, I mean, if I was in a situation, I could see where a guy could easily breeze off after he was done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at Imani right now. She's not agreeing with you right now.
Who cares if she's agreeing? Who are you talking about?
Oh, there's a cougar there, man.
You
like that bitch.
I'm here as a guest on this show. Mm. Put some respect on my name. Okay?
First of all, let me see your
ID. Put some respect
on my
name.
Show the ID.
Show the ID. We got everything. We got cougar name. Right.
Shut up.
Like,
we're
at
the Cougar Den with
your
cub.
Go ahead, cub.
That's right.
Greg,
do me a favor. Can you please get the bottle out of
the
put it in there
for
10
seconds. Wow.
Back of your
hand. Anyways, like I said, I concur with my mother with where if you want to be in a situationship, then it's all good. And like she said, you need boundaries, and those boundaries need to be set on day one. And that's the type of person I am, and a lot of people respect that, because first of all, I'm not in here to waste time. I'm not in here to give you false hope. I'm in here to give you this and that, and that's it. And this is this and that is what I want from you, and can you give that to me? I'll give that to you, and that's it. That's a nice agreement. That's a nice contract.
So,
right.
So.
The only time it fucks up is when people fuck up on the contract. That's how I see it.
We can't cuss on the show.
Sorry.
No, go on.
You can't.
I'm sorry. It's not the budget for censorship. So, pardon me. If you want to censor this, you need to switch over to my channel. Get to another social media platform with censorship. So, Imani's basically saying if those two parties agree, or sometimes it might be three parties.
Polygamy is on the rise. I mean, live your best life.
I guess the milk is warm enough, so.
She's here.
No, seriously, ladies, I hear you on this. So how do you approach this type of situation? Like, do you initiate it, or you allow him to initiate it, then you say, maybe this is what I want, or that's what I want? How does it go?
You better say what you want. Offer it, like, out the gate. And want a date.
And
you know
what
you talking about. Right, and hold fast to what you're saying. Stay true to that.
So if a guy takes you out and he wants to, you know, get with you, you tell him straight up off the rip.
You know,
like,
we talking. You know, that's always been like, what you want to do.
That's
the
problem.
You can't even finish your question, Greg.
No, that's cool. I accept that already.
Word? You're really? You?
Yeah, you just cut a dental off. But
hello?
Okay. I'm me.
Right.
What are you confused?
And I did it.
Look at your face.
But I did it. Wow. Itty, wait.
You got some questions for us on that.
No, I wasn't done.
Yeah,
what
okay.
You're saying.
My bad.
You trying to
come
me short too.
Back
to back to back. See, this is why I get silent. Back to back to back.
My bad.
You see that shit?
Hey, well, obviously somebody didn't pay attention in kindergarten to get in line. Okay? Mm-hmm. Wait your turn.
Wow.
Somebody. Let's start there.
Yeah, what's in your cup?
Let's start there. What's in my cup? Stays in my cup.
I see. It's like red and green.
Okay, next question.
You've been hiding this. She could have been on the show like 3 weeks ago. What the hell have you been doing?
She's here now.
We can't. She wasn't legal then.
50, 60 years ago, if a woman was 17, 18, or this waiting for marriage to do, you know, sex and all that, a guy would respect that and move on to the next woman if he was trying to get in her drawers like that.
Right.
Nowadays, you're right. Men just say, yo, I need to get that. You need to get this to me. You don't love me. And put all that peer pressure on the woman to actually drop drawers. So, yeah, I agree with that. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's different. Totally different.
So what's the next question, Odetta? What else
I
you
was
got?
Talking. Every time I go to talk, you want to cut me off.
Love that, bro.
So tell me, guys, how can women avoid being in situationships? The women that want to be in relationships. You know, a lot of times when you're dating, it feels like an audition. You're auditioning for the guy. I'm a woman, so, or dude. I'm auditioning. Trying to show my best face, showing what I can do. I'm there for him. I can cook. Smart. Go to work. I got you, all that. How do you know when it's not really appreciated? You know, like, you know when it's not appreciated, but how do you know when to step away so that you're not falling into a trap of doing, sliding into girlfriend position when you're not a girlfriend?
Don't
call
for
dick.
Trying to get the home base and there's no home base.
Don't call for dick. Right. He calls you. If he don't call you, it is what it is.
But then sometimes they do that
they
because
do.
A lot of guys, they just want that one thing from a woman that they will put in that work and knowingly still not want
you
to
right.
be
Nobody said this
their
is
partner.
Be easy.
So let's get clarity.
So like she said, how does a woman avoid it? So
let's,
how do women avoid it? So,
let's get clarity. So are we talking about when you go on that first date and you guys discuss, hey, we're just going to be in a situationship or relationship, and that's already established?
No,
say,
not having that conversation.
Okay, not having that conversation.
You know, but you're right, you're trying to be with someone, like, okay, we're going out, he's nice, I'm nice, we're attracted, boom. And then women sometimes fall into a trap of doing all the girlfriend early.
Watch out,
y'all
that.
Ever feel that? It's like
that. The most important thing is to ask,
because that's what you said to us.
Yeah.
You said if you want
right.
to be in a situationship, you say it on the first date, right?
What was Shorty saying that was in the group? Kiki Wilden, Shorty B. Wilden,
mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Yeah,
she's always asking, like, she was like, all. Head over heels, like, yo, how do I get this dude to acknowledge me or
mm-hmm.
to, you know, to be like, yo, I'm his, to claim me?
Right.
And then he claims her, and then after, I guess, one magical night, the next morning, she wasn't claimed anymore. You remember that?
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
I was shocked by the question, and she was like, yeah, it worked. I'm like, it worked.
Right.
It worked that night.
Yeah.
And then the next morning,
right.
he came to his senses, literally. He came
how
to his
could
senses.
She have avoided those things? Like, what are some things we can look out for? And...
Ahead,
are there any things that we can look out for?
But she asked the question to us, so obviously she already knew that he wasn't feeling her that way anyhow.
That's
asking, right.
That's
the whole
right
thing,
there.
Right, for me is if I have to ask, then it's not there.
Ding, 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 ding.
That ever wanted me.
Hold
I never
stop.
Had
did
to
you hear that?
You know.
Did you hear that, though?
I know the answer.
Then why can't y'all stop?
Then
why can't y'all stop?
Stop what?
Why can't women stop once they know that it's not for
I don't know. I don't know. If it's not feeling good, I don't know.
Because you think
know.
The guy is so
good. I had a situation
good.
I said, like, it's cool with our situation, but your expectation is what's fucking me up.
Hmm.
You know, like, you're expecting me to do these girlfriend things. So?
Mm-hmm.
But we're supposed to be here just
chilling. So, what are those girlfriend things? I don't understand what you mean.
You know, like, cooking... I felt like chasing, basically.
So, hold
basically,
on. Basically,
chasing after, you know, like, oh, baby.
So, if
but
you're in a situationship, right?
Yeah.
Are you saying you're not cooking for the guy? Is he coming
no,
over
I will, but
people?
The expectation. Like, why are you not cooking? Why are you not cooking dinner? Wait,
what
I cook when I want to. Like,
what?
it's a thing. It's not like, oh, let me rush home and cook dinner for my situationship.
Why not? Like,
that's relationship thing to do. Not to be not nice and be okay and do,
that's
but I'm not trying to keep you.
That's not true, Odetta, because, like, we I brought some pizza over here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to get with you. Me and you are friends, so
right.
I brought food over here. You know,
but there's a clear understanding of your platonic relationship.
Right, but you expecting me, like, why you ain't cook? I didn't say, Greg, where the dinner at?
She would have cooked, by the way, bro.
She probably would have.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I love to cook.
But you gotta remember, you're dealing with a
girl. Cupcakes.
You know what
she's our eyes,
no,
right?
No, but
she's
you
like,
know.
I
no, I didn't. I know what I did. That's not what we weren't going to do.
But that's a valid point, Amadi. Because the first thing we asked them, how they set up the situation. At the first. first date about their intentions. Now, they have their intentions and everything's set up. But now we're saying we don't talk about those situations or if we're going to be in a situationship or a relationship, whatever. And you're feeling the guy, you want to get there, and you want to know how to get there. If a guy's not setting up, we are hunters. We want to get what we right. want. If we don't want it first off the bat, it's not going
to
happen.
You're going to be in whatever you right. allow him to put you in. That's right. the realest statement I can tell you, because I'm just going to talk freely real quick, right? So if that's what I can get from you, not saying me. Remember, this is a hypothetical me and Greg, because me and Greg are in situations that are...
We're in relationships.
Solid. Yeah, they're in
relationships. Right, no situations.
That's what it is. You got to eat that up. So you got to understand that, hypothetically speaking, if this is what I'm offering, then that's what I'm offering. If you don't like that, then catch the next bus, shorty. Know what I'm saying?
Take the hint.
Yeah, real talk.
And, the problem is when females keep thinking, oh, I'm going to try to change him. You will not change him. What he shows you in the beginning is what it will be.
You'll be a lifelong jump off, though.
It's what it will be.
It's not anybody. It's not men. It's everybody.
I didn't say it's not men.
It's men.
I didn't say it was men. I'm saying period. What somebody shows you in the beginning, like, seriously. Take it, and what somebody tells you, take
right.
it. Like, think that you could change him.
Right. If you think
not.
About your experience,
it's
has
not.
It ever really changed?
But let's be honest.
Permanently.
Let's be honest.
Not a temporary. Oh, he was good for 2 months.
Let's
no,
be
no,
honest.
No.
There's certain categories. You need to understand what category you fall in when you're dealing with somebody.
Ooh,
yeah. Like, when I was younger, hypothetically younger, there were some chicks that were, it was what it was, and I appreciated it.
Why are you saying hypothetically when you was younger?
Because
it happened. It's, that's how you were.
Bro, don't correct me. It is what it is, man. Right? Mm-hmm. Yo, yeah, just rock with it, bro.
You're the worst. Not bad.
No, let's pull his doctor's back.
You're the best,
go with your door. Go back to your door.
So, whatever was happening was going to be. That's it. Because that's what you allowed me to make it be. The person who I'm with now, you know, it was understanding that, you know, we getting older. You know what I'm saying? And there's some things that, you know, when you get older that aren't as important. Right. As some things that are important when you're younger, you know what I mean? So, you know, you understand for the long haul, this is what I need to be in. And you'll sacrifice, you know, a fine, round butt, mm-hmm. I mean, and a beautiful set of breasts, you know what I'm saying? You'll
sacrifice.
You'll okay. really sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And trust me, hold on, let me get my moment, because it's a pretty big sacrifice. I want you to understand that.
For a man.
Yeah, for a man. You got to understand, man. You got to understand. When you understand that this is what I'm going to be with, regardless of how you look moving forward, and, you know, like for Greg's situation, or having an aneurysm, and now you're with this person because you took that vow because you love them,
right.
you're with them.
Right.
And the same thing would have gone for Greg. If it happened vice versa, he'd be there too, because that's the kind of man he is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the kind of person I am. So, I, you know, the same situation, you know, holds true. But you got to understand each situation.
Good.
Yeah, it is. Whatever. Each situation is different. So you're gonna treat your situation accordingly, you know. So if a female is giving you the opportunity to just beat, well, guess what we're doing? We're just beating. And if a female is telling you that she wants more, and you understand, and you see some positivity or some a positive future with this person, then chances are you're not gonna risk as much, and you're gonna pay attention to that relationship that you have in hand. But I'm gonna be honest with you, speaking from a male point of perspective,
it's not hypothetical.
Yeah, this is straight from me, straight from Hamadi. It's when he's ready. Because mm-hmm. you'll find some dude who thinks he's ready, but he ain't really, really ready. You know what I'm saying? And that's where a good female gets lost.
All right, but exactly, because then that becomes, how is that fair? Because you're not ready, then, you, like, then
well,
you bring
never
me
told,
along.
You never told her that the world ain't fair.
Until,
life ain't
until
fair.
I'm not ready.
But the thing, but
hold on, hold on.
But real talk, I'm going to also go into what she said.
Okay.
Real talk, so we need to think of a bigger picture. So is this bigger picture for the community, for the culture? Are we doing this for the culture?
Well, men should be more aware of what they do and
agree,
be more held more responsible for the things that they do to these women.
Right.
That
understanding.
And don't call them crazy because
agree.
They're emotional. You're giving them a relationship, but you're like, you know what I mean? Let's be transparent.
Stop giving them pussy.
Stop
giving them pussy.
Oh,
yeah, that's how you fix
pussy.
All that. That's how you fix that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Stop
exactly.
giving them pussy.
Exactly. So stop. Wait. Us.
Stop.
As women, stop giving
we're
them
not giving them pussy.
I don't have that good.
Stop giving them pussy. Stop giving them pussy. Dead ass. I'm going to tell you why.
And we're supposed to know you're whack when you're feeding in our head, feeding us lies, starting a family. How we know you whack when you're giving us...
that's the difference between men.
Like, the whole thing is, you guys are on now the adult, I guess, the older perspective, and I understand, like, you keep saying, yeah, now, okay, it's a sacrifice, yeah, because you're a married man now, or, you know, you're an older man now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but like you said, when you were younger, you did whatever the fuck you wanted to do, right?
I still do.
Why are you looking at me like that?
So don't lie. Come emails to get the box. Don't lie and say you didn't do that.
I never did that.
Wait a minute.
Let's put that in the Bible.
I never said that to a female. As a youngin, thinking that you have to actually be with a woman to bed them, and I learned later that no, you don't have to be with them to bed them. Unfortunately, I learned that till college.
Oh, wow.
This was the mentor, but you understand, my dad's influence was so much more powerful because I never saw my dad play around or you flirt with anybody, you know, around my mom. So that's the way I felt it was supposed to be. And in order to have sex with a chick, I felt that I needed to be with her. So I lost my virginity
You're that nice, that small percentage.
I'm 40 now. It's different, though. It was after the whole thing.
But think about the rest of the young men. That's where it gets lost.
I'm not
mad at you. Because that's just like you keep saying, exactly. That's how you learn. We learn from our parents. We learn from our environment. And that's crazy. Like you said, you adopted the ideals that you grew up in. It was your environment. Right. So what about the men that don't have that in their environment? What do they know to do to
get
women
close
besides
get close? Get close. Got to get close to some people.
Hold on. I think we're getting all confused about this because one thing you have to understand is men, only thing they have is their game. That's their game. Mm-hmm. And once they get their game on you and you're feeding into that, you're going to do whatever he says to do. Because you guys, I'm sorry, but women like to hear words. We like to see action. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do to us, that's what we're going to be attracted to. You want to hear what we say. And a lot of smooth cats are out there just to do that. So what we're trying to tell you is that stop falling for those smooth cats and really see what their actions are about. If their actions are off, then you're going to be off too. Like a lot of women say, I just want you to talk to me. I want to have a conversation. I want to hear what you got to say.
I don't want to talk. You better show me something.
Okay, then I'm with that.
But
a lot of people. No, hold on.
Who better show you something?
That's the point.
A lot of people fall for that trap though because a lot of people love languages. Are words of affirmation. That's literally how they see love. Maybe because that's what they see, and they're like, whatever the hell they went through, maybe, I don't know, go to therapy, figure it out, but it's the words of affirmation that they like.
Right.
So some people are physical, but a lot of people are the words of affirmation.
Hold on, guys. We have a caller, so let's see what this caller has to say. Hello, caller. How you doing today?
Hi.
Welcome to Okay, We're Listening. What is your thoughts on this particular subject?
Speak your name and who you are and where you call it from first.
My name is Autumn.
Autumn?
Hey, Hamadi.
Caller. Okay, caller, you're gone because I don't hear anything from you.
Well.
All right, back to the show. So, yeah. I get what you're talking about, the words of affirmation. That's what a lot of people love languages.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that you have to understand is that when women grow up, women have an idea to say, okay, this is what I'm looking for in a man. And this is the type of things I'm looking for, these type of characteristics. And that's what they're trying to do. They got this fairy tale, say, okay, I'm going to get married. I'm going to have a big house. I'm going to have kids. So guys don't think that way. Guys look at it like, okay, most of the time these women are trying to insult me, and they're not trying to feel my game, and then they practice their game to get better at talking to women. So they're going to say whatever they need to say to get whatever they need to get. So you need to understand that's how most of these men are raised now.
Right.
This is how they do it.
Right.
So if you don't understand that, you're going to get caught up in that trap.
And I think it's also off of experience as well. I mean, some men have been through enough that they know that they don't want to go through certain things again. You know what I'm saying? And if you find a man that knows what he's looking for, you're in a good situation. And you really got to hope that you fit that mold. You want to play your position. But if you're somebody that doesn't fit that description and, you know, your offering or the best the whole side of you, then you're going to expect to get treated like a hoe. I'm sorry. You know?
Yeah.
But then, and then, you know, it goes back to, though, what, like Odetta was saying, though, because I don't want to sound too harsh, because there's some situationships that are wanted, you know what I mean? Because you don't want a relationship with somebody, because I know some women that don't want to get heartbroken. They just want somebody that's going to be there, quite possibly lay down, you know, keep them company, and then leave. They don't really need the connection, you know?
Nicole called back, so I want to bring them on, but I'm not sure if we can actually hear them. They probably are talking, but we're going to try again. Caller, you're on the air. Okay, okay, we're listening. Say your name and where you're from.
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Well, sorry, can't hear the caller, so.
Caller, do us a favor. Text me, text somebody, text us. We're going to get back to the show, though, because I don't want to skip a beat. I know this is a very important topic, a hot topic, because there's a lot of young ladies out here that really want answers. There's a lot of young men, believe it or not, that get caught up in these situationships, too. And in order to protect their quote-unquote manhood, they seem to have to rise up or, you know, protect
Hello?
Their manhood by being a little bit more manly than they would ordinarily be, even though they're heartbroken and butthurt. So you really want to...
Hold on, what the heck is butthurt? Yeah, that's new to me, man.
You're from Atlanta, bro. It shouldn't be new to you.
Wow. That escalated quickly.
Hey, we're like 30 minutes in. I don't think Odetta even asked two questions yet. Because she has a lot of questions that I'm
going
to ask. Odetta, please get back to your question, please. All
right. So my question is, can a situationship, do you think a situationship can evolve into a relationship? Have you guys had any that's ever done that? What you think about? Do they have any potential?
Yeah.
Are you
I married a situationship. You know, me and my lady wasn't dating boyfriend and girlfriend, but we was together. But we had a vibe, and after that vibe turned into love, then we got married. So yeah, it can happen, but it was on a. I wouldn't even say a fluke, but it just evolved into that. And I guess we was young enough to actually see the things without having all those different things in our head saying, okay, I don't want to deal with you, I don't want to do it right, all the while we just ready
you
to
stepped
go.
Out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, because that's comfortable. At a certain age, you realize that I don't want to keep playing these stupid games, and you realize that you're going to find someone that's really going to deal with you on your worst day, which obviously you found, and it's a great situation, although it takes a lot of work. So that's a whole other show, so we're not going to go into that right now. Because our job here in Cougars Den this evening is to help out our Cougars. So far, the Cub has done a lot of talking. I'm not sure if she's playing the mouthpiece part tonight, but she's done a lot of talking, and we do appreciate her input, especially hearing from a younger audience.
Yeah, it's real dope. But hey, a caller called back, so let's see what's going on. I'm going to just keep these headphones on. So if I can hear them, I'll try to repeat the question.
Yeah, why don't you keep the headphones on?
All right, clown.
For the third time.
All right, caller, you're on the air. Can you state your name and where you're
from?
Can
you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, this is Autumn. Hi.
Now, this is Autumn, guys.
Hey, Autumn, how you doing?
Hey.
And it's fall, too. It's awesome.
Right.
Right
on time.
Right on time, girl.
Here's my two cents on everything that you guys are talking about. I think when you're in your 20s, like you guys said earlier, you don't really care about like settling down or whatever. So like having that life is great. But I think when you get older, you get to the point where like you realize that like, I mean, anybody can have sex with anybody. It's really not that hard, but it's not really substantial. You know what I mean? So like
so
like men will say stuff like, oh well, women are allowing me to whatever, so that's why I'm doing it. And women will say, oh well, I'm waiting for this guy to change. But all they're really doing is projecting their own insecurities to the other people by being in relationships that they know they're not supposed to be in. So they're actually both at fault. And the thing is,
so
like, people don't understand that, like, when you put your energy into something, like, it's more, what's the word that I'm looking for? Like, sex is great when you have that connection with someone, and, like, you know that person, like, you're on the same page, it's like a whole different reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like when people want to get breast implants and plastic surgery to look better, but they're still the same person on the inside. It's like, it's just superficial. After a certain point, you know?
So basically, Autumn is basically talking about, guys, is that, you know, when you're younger, you don't know, you're a little bit naive, and you might fall into those particular traps. But when you're older, you know, men should be a little bit more mature. They should be able to be more transparent to women instead of trying to be behind closed doors and say, this is your my lady, but when we get on the streets, we're a different story. You know, how do you guys play that? Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
That is very true, because even myself as a young person, dating people my age and dating people older than me, I've seen the difference. I've seen where it was the guys that were serious and, you know, ready to take me out, willing, you know, wanted me eventually to obviously be their wives, were the older men that were ready for that. And then, of course, the younger men still wanted to play. And I feel like
those older men were playing too.
That's what you think?
I know.
Oh yeah?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah?
Are you single?
By choice.
They were playing.
No. Let me.
No, trust me. They still hit me up and find ways to hit me up. Trust. And I still hit the block because.
Okay.
I still hit.
Okay, cowgirl. Relax. You don't have to say everything. You know what I'm saying to you? Is these younger guys, they don't have any. I would say. They don't have any style to them. The older men been through that already,
so
they know what. Yeah, they know what to do.
So the young boys stupid.
Like,
for me,
I can easily.
Older dudes are like, boom, been there. Now I know. Yeah, that's true.
Right,
see, that's why I be like, lol.
Smiley face,
doing me.
I'm good, love, enjoy.
Greg, we're back to the part of the show where they don't listen at all.
Yeah, I was trying to bring a point out.
Mom
and daughter just talk.
Well, regardless, I mean, as you see, I'm single, so I'm smart enough to know what the fuck I need to do in my relationship status, but that's neither, I guess, here nor there. Next question, Mom.
Okay.
Yeah, we just shut it down.
Hold on, you're not going
to
take over this
shit.
My bad.
You walked away, Dad.
Because, first of all, lioness. Come on.
Autumn was talking to the men.
Cougar.
Oh, was he?
The men. Because she said that we need to be more mature.
But why do you have to make it so sexist? What does it mean, the men? Like, who says that I don't have a point of view of a man as well? Like, why do you feel like men, like, that's the problem.
Hold on. Let me stop right here. Hold on. How do you have even a clue of how men act? You're a woman. We don't think anything like you guys at all.
Yeah, y'all are crazy.
And really typical.
Y'all are crazy.
I'm pretty typical, too.
Typical? We're typical?
So I'm going to bring
y'all.
Y'all
are typical?
Well, okay, but I can only speak from what?
Everybody has their own perspective.
Right.
So you can't just.
Hold on, Ma. I got to get back to my point. Because I liked her. At the first 5 minutes, I liked her to be on the show, but now she's all over the place. She's taking over the show, Monty. Right? She's all over the place. So let me break it down to her.
If
I am a man in my 40s or my 30s, whatever, try to talk to a 24, 23-year-old woman, mm-hmm. I know how to get to her. Easily.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. I can impress the hell out of her.
Children.
Like,
yeah.
Come on, no! I got
no.
No,
but it depends on what
kind
of impressionable.
That's the whole
like,
point of the show, right?
Like, it depends on the what the girl finds impressionable. Like, I'm not impressionable. Really not.
Yes, you are.
How?
Yes,
because
you are.
If I was,
you like intelligent conversation.
You don't understand. It's
I'm trying
more,
to tell you.
Okay,
I'm
it's
trying
more
to,
than that, though.
Mike, you're right. Mike, you're right. They don't listen. They don't listen. Mike, they don't listen. Mike, they don't listen.
We want to
what I would like.
No. See, I'm not reading you. And what I'm saying to you is that if I have to go on a date with you, I have to take your mom because your mom has to slow you down.
You know what?
And maybe that's to bring me along, slow them both down.
There you go.
So
whatever.
You
know who I'm gonna be going on a date with?
Yeah, that's fine.
But you will get this.
No. But what I'm saying to you is that we, as older men, understand these different things. We understand these different avenues, especially for a younger woman that's inexperienced. So we're gonna give you the things that you really want. We're gonna listen to you, understand what you want,
pretend
and give it to you.
Pretend like you're listening.
Well,
welcome to the land of make believe.
Yeah.
Right. Fake it till we make it.
But that's the thing, man. So what we as older men, or just men, period, if they just enter game and you allow that game to be put on you, you're going to get hit regardless. Mm-hmm. Now, if you find a nice guy, and a lot of women don't find nice guys because a lot of nice guys don't know how to speak.
True. That's what I said.
That's true.
Oh, you're so intimidating. What?
That
yeah.
is, a lot of people have said that to me.
Nice. Like what?
But that I just, yeah.
Because they don't have game.
Right.
But they
have
good, they don't have confidence. They don't have that swag. They haven't practiced. They haven't been rejected so many times to understand how not to get rejected.
They would be scared to try.
Not all about rejection. You know.
Speak on it.
What? Rejection?
It's not all about rejection. It's not all about rejection. What's the other thing that you're talking about then?
It's just experience. Because it's not really rejection. Like, you could just shoot shots. I spread love, so it's gonna happen. Like
right.
you shoot shots left and right. Sometimes you shoot shots not even knowing you're shooting shots. Next thing you know, you become somebody's love bunny, and you don't even know that you're shooting shots.
You don't.
He was like, "Look, how did I get here? I don't know.
Yeah.
I just said I like."
No, real talk.
I do yoga.
You're like, "How did you get here?
I find it comical because it's like reversal right now. In high school, girls could get almost any guy they want.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's guys could do almost anything, get any woman they want. Because women are attracted to, because a lot of women, I'm not saying anyone at this table is, but a lot of women are desperate because they think the clock is ticking. They need to find a man. And the man's like, you know what? I'm really not trying
Later
to settle down. I'm just trying to get what I got to get. And you
Most white clocks are ticking, by the way.
My clock ain't ticking.
Your clock is definitely
ticking. From the table. I'm good on that.
Since I said that, Imani didn't talk anymore. Are you done?
Uh-huh.
So, next question.
Right,
no, you're drinking the milk. I'm out of course start. For you. Is it cold? You need a warm up?
She is good over there with her wine. Ooh, right?
We have to bring your mom.
That's right.
We have to bring your mom.
I have to bring my mom, but it's nice to have that reinforcement. Mom, next question.
Y'all predictable.
I'm going to just roll into
okay.
the next question.
Shoot.
On my turn, on my course, on my time. Let's take 5 seconds.
We don't have 5 seconds.
What?
Inhale.
Let's breathe.
What are you going on?
What
we got
aromatherapy
going on
up
here? What's going on, man?
Play
that
off. Regroup. Let's go. So, when I think about certain situationships where people aren't clear
yeah.
on the terms and boundaries,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it could be a little dangerous.
Translated, that means when I think about my
So, when you watching,
I'm not
he just came in and cut
no,
us. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand.
Damn Leo. We talk too damn much.
Okay.
Let's go.
When I think of situationship,
yeah.
I think of the show Snatch.
Wow.
Someone being misled.
I'm laughing.
Finding the truth or semi-truth, and I always feel like it's always led back to the situationship.
Oh,
he was married.
Yeah. Let me just take a stab at it. I'm just gonna talk for 2 seconds.
First,
now I'm gonna let you go.
Stay with her chest.
Heard you. Yeah, she said she got a lot of chest. She already said it with her chest. But what I'm saying to you,
thank you, Greg.
You're welcome. My, let me say, because, yo,
so
man, you and your C got me tight up in here tonight, man.
Oh, whoa.
You and your C got me tight up in here tonight.
Wait, me? What?
Yeah, I said it. I said, hold on, C. Hold on.
At me or get me, son. At me or get me, son. I'm right here.
But even the question you asked, you said most of these things go into the show snap, but that's what you want.
No. I said when things aren't clear and boundaries aren't set, That is what can lead your ass to snap.
So whose fault is that? Like the boundaries is not clear.
It has to be because it goes back to false hope. When you think you're doing something,
all parties involved.
And maybe you're benefiting.
I completely agree.
One party could be benefiting.
I can tell, you know, it's a little string along, like, all right, we're together, we're not together, we're together.
So,
all right, on Sundays.
The lines of communication.
But I'm busy.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's what makes it work. Transparent. Like, and I'm saying where I'm coming from is being transparent. I do not. I may go out. I do go out with other people.
But
I'm not committed.
I'm single.
Okay.
So we want to chill, do our thing, and be friends.
I'm so glad we left.
Okay. I'll put a period on it.
No, go. Please. I'm with you. I'm with you.
I have no idea.
This
shit sounds like a struggle.
It is a struggle.
It's not really a struggle.
But
I mean, what's different?
Oh, Lord.
Because I choose to be. Well, really, a lot of people say that and they don't really mean it. But for
right.
me, as a black, young, 23 year old,
23?
Yes,
okay.
23 year old opening up a restaurant on her fucking own. I don't need this.
Where's it at, baby girl? Tell them.
And what I say when I enter any situation, whatever, any relationship I have with anybody, I let them know that my goal is number one. Anything and everything after that, besides family, comes after that. Like, seriously, and that's why I'm single. And when I'm good, and when I'm good in my own mental and financial and my own social good space, then I will gladly take care of someone and, you know, like, be there for them and be in a committed relationship. But right now, I can't handle that. And a lot of people that get in relationships, it's pressure and money. Like, I don't have pressure and money to fucking give away.
The pressure comes
from my business, and the money goes into my business. I don't have it to give to no one else.
I get all of that. And we're talking, like, two different languages here. We're saying, hey, I know what I want.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you that I want a relationship or a situationship. We're talking about what now? Are we talking about that, or are we talking about women that don't ask that?
No, I'm
now,
saying that I voice that in a situation. And people
still
should.
Do that.
And people really should. Yeah, like, I voice that in any situation I get into. That's
and men still
one.
Do that too?
No,
nah,
but if you want to shut well, down, I'm in, you
well,
want to shut me down from playing around, honestly?
Well,
straight up.
Wait,
what
can I
doing?
Talk though real quick? I identify myself as a queer female. So
what does that mean?
So
I don't know what that means. Okay.
I like women. So the situation is different. So like how you're saying, like how a man reacts, like I'm dealing with an emotional woman now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm seeing it from your side. So that's what I'm trying to see. I'm seeing part sides because a lot of my life growing up, my sexual relationships and whatever relationships were with men too. So
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So I'm seeing it from both sides. So that's what I was saying. Like, I'm seeing it from both because I'm the, I guess if you want to put, you want to put quotes on the dominant person in a relationship, that's who I am. So like I'm like that's why I'm here. I'm here.
So you're saying you're a man now? Did you understand what we're talking about? And I don't understand what the, no, seriously, I'm trying to get good clarity so our audience has great clarity of what you're actually speaking of, because you say you're here with us.
Yeah.
You're pointing to Monty and myself.
Like,
what does that mean? Like, you understand what we're doing?
I think she wanted to imply that she was on our side from the male perspective.
Yeah,
I'm on both perspectives though. On both sides of the fence, that's what I'm trying to voice. So it's like,
we both on the same sides or whatever side, people, whatever.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is
because I've been there where it's like being the female in a situationship, and then I'm the person that's.
You're still a female.
Of course.
In the relationship. I know, we're going somewhere totally different.
Yeah, she didn't say she wasn't.
Oh,
right.
No, don't bring it up.
You
got to
be patient. That comes with growth.
Yes, you bring it up. Well, what I'm saying to you, I get what the point that you're trying to get to is just that we always think that we're women, no matter what we're dealing with or what woman we're talking to. Like right now, I didn't know that, but after a while, I probably would have known. Just by talking to you.
You wouldn't
what's
care if you're a man.
Exactly.
You wouldn't care.
Exactly.
And I don't expect you to care to my sexuality.
Right.
Like,
but
who's the fuck
we don't
anyway.
Well, we don't think like you at all.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
period. So you don't really think like us. You don't really understand what we go through. Like you said, you was courted by men when you was younger, right? Right?
Because y'all get stressed out. That's where y'all lose. Y'all
don't have the patience.
Because we don't care enough to have
the patience. I don't care either. That's the whole thing y'all don't understand. I ain't never been stressed out behind. Nope.
You sound stressed
never?
Out.
Never?
I'm not. Like, never? I ain't never been stressed out.
You never?
Look at your back all hunched up. You look stressed out.
Why you looking at me like that for?
You
speak your mind.
Yeah.
Say it with your chest.
Yeah.
Like,
all of it.
Even your moose balls running from the forehead.
Oh my God.
Look how tight you are right now.
Let me pull it down.
You can't. Your forehead's already pulled it back.
I'm sorry. I better go back to
the normal occurrence. Why do you figure that that is a normal occurrence for a woman is to be shut out behind some man?
I never said that.
I don't know if you motherfuckers have been shut out behind me.
No,
hello?
Said,
oh.
Bull?
I'm just saying, like, it goes away.
Bull?
That's like, not all women are stuck in
feminine. Yo, Amanda, we said your mom to say it with her chest, not you. You got all up in the microphone.
I'm saying.
That's
a good
sign. I'm just saying.
But do y'all understand that? Y'all want to hear you. Right. One thing, like Amadi said, we really don't care. We're just trying to tell you what we think. That's the big issue with a lot of relationships. A lot of women want to know things that you can do for them, but not what they can do for you. So if you don't care about us, we really don't care either. So you're asking how can we transform from being in a situationship to a relationship? Care about what that man is really doing. If you're not, we don't care.
No cares? Courtney cares.
He does care because he understands.
The thing is,
he's open to understanding.
Shout out to my
dude,
Courtney.
Yo, he had a birthday last week.
Yeah, happy birthday,
happy
Courtney.
Happy birthday, Courtney. All right. No, Mr. Bibbs.
It's Bibbs. It's just one.
Mr. Bibbs. Some early warning signs of a situationship. When you think you are headed and you are doing, you think that you are doing everything that he needs and wants to be his boo thing. What if some signs like he ain't what you said? He's down the road and he's at the stop sign 8 miles behind.
When he plans a birthday trip for you
okay.
and goes MIA
oh.
the week of
oh.
the planned trip.
Hold on, are you licking your lips? And fingers, why are you doing that? Why are you saying that?
Just like that.
Dad. Yo, Greg,
huh?
You let her finish. It'll
she did out. Finish. She
no,
stopped licking her fingers.
She's not done.
She's
oh,
not done.
My bad.
Hey, that was a real
my bad.
Yeah,
she started eating the pizza and everything. I thought she was done. But she waited for me to stop. My
okay.
bad.
All right.
I stopped.
Give
her a second.
So, guys,
I feel like there's always clear warning signs, but. Mm. Women or men, whoever, whatever, like people choose to avoid them.
They ignore them.
And then when you finally, yeah, it's like that last string of hope. It's the potential. People fall in love with the potential of a person, and that's the problem, bro. Like, seriously. That's what I was saying. Y'all talk about this often at night, I can tell. There's a deep conversation. I'm enjoying this. I love this relationship. So,
I'm kind of careful what I say to her daughter because she looks at me every time I say to her.
It's Mama Bear.
Yeah.
And now she says, before she says, talk at me. Talk at me. Talk with me. Now she's not saying,
it's mother and daughter relationship.
Get out of here. Yo, Marty, get another bottle. Okay, the New York style, because I don't
know. You got to let them talk, bro.
You have to, bro.
The title is okay, we're listening. But are you really?
Oh, now they say
question
we don't
mark.
Listen? Ooh. Are we saying that we don't listen? Men don't listen? Is that what we're saying
right
now?
That's open-ended. That's open-ended.
You've got to be able to understand the room right now, Greg.
I understand it.
The commercial, but the guy gets in, he starts getting a playlist, and he wants to DJ, and all of a sudden he starts playing heavy metal. Let him on the rock. She's rocking right now, bro.
Yeah, that's why I love it.
Yeah, let her rock. She's already hit us with some personal shots on the low that we really had to. You really had to pay attention to, but you know, you went in.
I was fine with it. No, I heard
it. I was waiting for you to keep going. I was waiting for you to drop some names. That would have made it great.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. But listen, Mike, why don't you answer Odette's question?
Because I don't want to.
Wow.
What you mean you don't want to?
I don't remember the question. What was the question?
Okay.
It was directed at me?
It was directed at everybody. Why don't you do your closeout? You got 5 minutes. Do your 3 minute closeout.
Ask your question.
I'm happy.
I don't care right now. Y'all just go in. That's what happened.
It's Friday.
I love it.
Go easy. I heard you. My question was, if you want to do a quick
question,
like, what is some time?
Hey, I agree with you.
No one asked you.
Can
hear anybody?
Yeah, come on.
All right, so what are some early warning signs that the shit's hitting the roadblock and you ain't elevating yourself?
Mine was.
You say you don't care?
Come on,
what are some early signs?
Mm-hmm.
I don't give no signs. I'm that good.
Yeah, he's right, though.
I don't get no signs.
So are you playing with people's feelings?
No,
if I am, yes.
You're allowing her to do all these things.
Audition for her position.
When there is no fucking...
You asked me a question. That's the problem. I can't answer.
I'm never done.
Trust me. We go right through those.
How much time is left?
You got it. I know I do. So listen. So let me help you understand. Cause that's what we're here for. We're listening. So now that we're listening.
No, I don't think you are. But okay.
So again, once again, part of the show is listening, right? Okay. Hopefully you're listening. So, what's very important is that you can understand the lines of communication and not just know that they're open, but hear what's being said. It's just not just one thing to hear, blah, 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 blah. It's another thing to actually see and hear what that person is saying. I don't say just
for God.
You
got to receive what their words are.
Exactly. Because if you're trying to bully your way into a situation where his son's not feeling you, and he's just yesing to death, then that's your dumbass, putting yourself in a situation that your dumbass don't need to be in.
I agree. You should know it's accountability.
So about that part about listening again, right?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
We're going to go back to that part. So half the problem is that when you need to listen to what a man's saying, instead of making up what you think in your mind is what you want him to be. And that really messes up your situationship. And so I'm going to let Greg wrap it up with some of his thoughts. And then he's going to pass the mic on to Odetta.
Absolutely not. No, I'm not. I'm Jefe.
El Jefe.
Spanish, that means boss.
Boss. So basically, the conclusion of this whole entire show, guys, I want everybody to take about 20 seconds to give your final thoughts on this show. We're going to allow our guest, Imani, to go first.
So my thoughts on situationships are: say what you mean and mean what you say.
Odetta.
All right. My thought is only enter one unless you really want to be one. Don't play yourself thinking, I'm going to change him. All things are going to change. Like, accept what it is. If that's what you're getting, just give what you receive. That's it.
I don't have any closing thoughts. Marty, go ahead.
My closing thoughts are just make sure those communication lines are open and clear so that you guys understand that you're on the same page, same wavelength, so nobody's feeling deterred and nobody ends up on an episode of Snapped on Oxygen.
Amen.
All right, everybody, we love you. Thank you for checking in. The callers, thank you for calling. I had another call online, but we're about to close out, so I'm sorry. Check us out next week. We'll be on at the same time, 8 o'clock. I'm not sure what the topic is yet, but if you have any questions or comments that you want to express on the show, let us know through our Facebook group of Okay, Okay, We're Listening.
And don't forget, we have that $50 Amazon gift card that's available for how many times that we said the word father in the show, so make sure you're paying attention.
Count them up.
Count them up. Count them up. Count them up. Count them up.